obviously inquiring about the things above, and the souls which came from heaven about the things beneath. And they told one another of what had happened by the way, those from below weeping and sorrowing at the remembrance of the things which they had endured and seen in their journey beneath the earth. Now the journey lasted 1,000 years, while those from above were describing heavenly delights and visions of inconceivable beauty. The story, Glaucon, would take too long to tell, but the sum was this. He said that for every wrong which they had done to any one, they suffered tenfold, or once in 100 years, such being reckoned to be the length of man's life, and the penalty being thus paid 10 times in 1,000 years. If, for example, there were any who had been the cause of many deaths, or had betrayed or enslaved cities or armies, or been guilty of any other evil behavior, for each and all of their offenses they received punishment 10 times over, and the rewards of beneficence and justice and holiness were in the same proportion. I need hardly repeat what he said concerning young children dying almost as soon as they were born. Of piety and impiety to gods and parents, and of murderers, there were retributions other and greater far which he described. He mentioned that he was present when one of the spirits asked another, "Where is Ardaeus the Great?" Now this Ardaeus lived 1,000 years before the time of Ur. He had been the tyrant of some city of Pamphylia, and had murdered his aged father and his elder brother, and was said to have committed many other abominable crimes. The answer of the other spirit was, "He comes not hither and will never come." And this, said he, was one of the dreadful sights which we ourselves witnessed. We were at the mouth of the cavern, and, having completed all our experiences, were about to reascend, when of a sudden Ardaeus appeared and several others, most of whom were tyrants. And there were also besides the tyrants private individuals who had been great criminals. They were just, as they fancied, about to return into the upper world, but the mouth, instead of admitting them, gave a roar whenever any of these incurable sinners or someone who had not been sufficiently punished tried to ascend. And then wild men of fiery aspect, who were standing by and heard the sound, seized and carried them off. And Ardaeus and others they bound head and foot and hand, and threw them down and flayed them with scourges, and dragged them along the road at the side, carting them on thorns like wool, and declaring to the passers-by what were their crimes, and that they were being taken away to be cast into hell. And of all the many terrors which they had endured, he said that there was none like the terror which each of them felt at that moment, lest they should hear the voice. And when there was silence, one by one they ascended with exceeding joy. These, said Ur, were the penalties and retributions, and there were blessings as great. Now when the spirits which were in the meadow had tarried 7, when they were fastened to this, carried them to Atropos, who spun the threads and made them irreversible. Whence without turning round they passed beneath the throne of necessity, and when they had all passed, they marched on in a scorching heat into the plain of forgetfulness, which was a barren waste destined to please and verdure. And then towards evening they encamped by the river of unmindfulness, whose water no vessel could hold, unless they were all obliged to drink a certain quantity. And those who were not saved by wisdom drank more than was necessary, and each one as he drank forgot all things. Now after they had gone to rest, about the middle of the night there was a thunderstorm and earthquake. And then in an instant they were driven upwards in all manner of ways to their birth, like stars shooting. He himself was hindered from drinking the water, but in what manner or by what means he returned to the body he could not say. Only, in the morning, awaking suddenly, he found himself lying on the pyre. But thus, Glaucon, the tale has been saved and has not perished. It will save us if we are obedient to the word spoken. And we shall pass safely over the river of forgetfulness, and our soul will not be defiled. Wherefore my counsel is that we hold fast ever to the heavenly way who follow after justice and virtue always. Considering that the soul is immortal and able to endure every sort of good and every sort of evil. Thus shall we live dear to one another and to the gods, both while remaining here and then, like conquerors in the gates who go round to gather gifts and receive our reward. And it shall be well with us both in this life and in the pilgrimage of 1,000 years which we have been describing.